Hey guys, Trevor here with the E-Commerce Paradise High Ticket Dropshipping Podcast. Welcome to today's episode. If you're new to the podcast, welcome. I have a free gift for you. If you're interested in getting started with high ticket dropshipping and you don't know what product to sell, I have a list of 99 profitable niches. You can check it out at ecommerceparadise.com/99niches. I also have a free dropshipping course specifically for high ticket dropshipping. This business model is quite different from other dropship business models. And if you are a beginner and you don't know exactly how it works and what's required to get started, go check it out at freedropshipcourse.com. I also have a list of my recommended resources available for you guys. Any of my software and services and tools that I use to grow high ticket dropshipping businesses are all listed at my resources page. Go check out ecommerceparadise.com/resources and get access to the same tools I use to build highly profitable high ticket dropshipping stores. All right, with that out of the way, let's get into the episode. The episode today is going to start off with some niche selection guidelines. So I had a niche selection coaching call today, and it went really well. We went over about 5 different niches and discussed why certain ones were better than others. And we realized that it's really good to determine niche stores that you can start where the first product category that you start is really high search volume, has a high average price point, and has a few niche site competitors out there already selling in almost single product category sites. So the reason why is because the first category you start with on the site needs to be a category that could be a standalone category so that you can become successful as fast as possible. So, right, you can build broader stores, sure. Just keep in mind that the first product category you build, if it's not one of these hyper searched products and high priced products, then chances are it will take longer to reach profitability. You won't get as many sales in the first place. And just generally speaking, it will take longer to build the store out as well. So which niche selection guidelines, I like to start with at least 50,000 search volume on a product category keyword. That's kind of bottom line. And then from there, I want to see at least $1,000 to $3,000 average price point. And once that's accomplished, I check a few more things like seasonality, just so I'm prepared. I want to make sure it's either trending straight or trending up. And I want to make sure there's a few niche site competitors out there already selling just those products. And that's key because if they're already doing it, it means you can, and that means you can compete. So those are the most important niche selection guidelines. There's quite a few more I discuss in my masterclass, and you can get in there. I also talk about some of those in the free dropship course as well. So my niche research software is coming along nicely. I'm coming up with new ideas for it all the time, and I've been getting to look for developers who can build it for me. So if you guys know of any developers, please email me, trevor@ecommerceparadise.com. I would definitely like to get in touch with them and see if they're willing to build it out for me. I have a lot of great ideas. Thanks for the referrals if you do have them. We had an issue today with sales tax, so that is the next section of the podcast. As you may know, selling in the USA, you have to charge sales tax in the state you're in normally, but sometimes your suppliers, if they have a nexus in a state, they're actually required by that state to charge sales tax, whether you charge your customer sales tax or not. And so we had some suppliers, a supplier charge us sales tax in a state that we had to ship to. And it all depends, of course, on the state you're shipping the product to, where the customer is located, right? So the issue is that we get charged sales tax on the cost of the item. Now, the supplier that charges us the sales tax is going to report that to that state. So that's out of our hands. Now, if we don't want to be charged sales tax, all we have to do is actually get a seller's permit in that state, and then we would be responsible to charge sales tax on the price of the item that we charge and report that to the state. So in some thought, we realized it's not really necessary. And if it is something that we know that supplier is going to charge us in certain states, we have a choice to either charge sales tax in that state on our store or to just eat the cost of the sales tax. So if we did charge the sales tax on the store, then we could actually make a little bit of a margin. So we would only be charged on the cost and we would actually charge it on the price. So obviously there would be a margin there. Now, before we go about doing that, though, we got to research our competitors and see, are they charging sales tax in that state? So we would check them and see if they're charging sales tax. If they are, then we could do it too. And if they aren't, then we probably shouldn't, just so we can remain competitive. So that's kind of what we came up with for now. That's what it is. And suppliers probably going to start doing this more often than not with all the new sales tax laws. You know, it's just kind of a requirement that new states are, you know, charging. There were some lawsuits that were filed, and a lot of things came to be. So now the landscape for charging sales tax is evolved. So it is what it is. So look forward to that and dealing with that in high ticket drop shipping. All right, then I wanted to just kind of give you guys some motivation. When you're building these businesses out, it kind of can seem like you take one step back sometimes. Just remember to always be trying to take two steps forward, okay? So as things happen and things come into your business, and maybe you lose money on an order, or you have an order go wrong or something like that, one step back doesn't mean you're always taking steps back, right? You're always building your business. And I'm going to get into that next with scaling, but just remember, two steps forward, one step back. It's totally normal. That's how it goes when you're building a business, okay? The path of building a business is never just walking straight forward. So things will happen, be used to it, and expect it and know how to deal with it emotionally so that you know that you're building a business. You're building a long-term asset. It's worth taking that one step back in order to build a bigger business and take two more steps forward. But that said, the process of scaling and building one of these big businesses is super simple. Yet a lot of people, like, they get confused and bewildered and estranged and burnt out. Honestly, it comes down to about 8 steps that I've broken down. And you can go more into depth on each of these steps, but I just wanted to keep it super simple for you guys. So the 8 steps to scaling are, 1, getting more suppliers. Okay, so every single day you need to call at least one supplier. It's just a thing we do. Call one supplier a day. A supplier a day keeps the doctor away, right? So call suppliers, get new accounts, and you'll never run out of products to sell. You'll always be able to compete. You're always going to be able to expand, and you're never going to get caught up when new competitors enter your niche, because you're always going to be one step ahead of your competitors, okay? And of course, after you get suppliers, you have to add their products. So that's what comes next, right? You get new suppliers, you got to add their products. So fill out the dealer app, get the info from them, and then start adding them to your store. And once you've added the products, you need to do optimization. So there's a whole bunch of optimizations we do. And there's some key ones, like, you know, adding free gifts and adding unique images, and having an expiring coupon code. Break down a whole lot more of those in other episodes. So definitely check out conversion optimization episodes on the podcast or in the YouTube channel or in the masterclass if you're in there. And after that, of course, you want to get them in the ads. So you are not going to get any sales until you put them in the ads, is pretty much how it goes. I mean, you could just let them sit there and wait for organic traffic, but that takes a long time. So if you put them in the ads, they're right at the top of the Google search engine's results page right away, and you'll start getting sales. So do that next. And then once you do that, you should do some more marketing. So I would do social media marketing, some YouTube marketing, stuff like that. Get those products out there in other channels, various places. And then set up emails. So make sure that you're getting emails set up. You set up your proper promotions flows for certain product categories, and set up squeeze pages and opt-ins and all that good stuff. And then you need to get your sales cracking. So what I mean by that is make sure that your product has add-ons and upsells. So you're selling the product, but you're also going to add on maybe white glove delivery or some sort of a extended warranty or accessory bundle, that kind of stuff. And then make sure you have one-click upsells, you know, after the purchase, and you're trying to upsell as much as possible. And then you got to deal with customer service. And it is what it is. Customer service is an ongoing thing. You can outsource it, deal with it. And the one thing I left out here, actually, so it's really 9 steps, is content. And you've got to build content for your collection pages, buyer's guides and stuff like that. And you've got to build content for your blog. And the most important content you'll be building is for your product pages, optimization, copywriting, stuff like that. And yeah, you can even create content for your YouTube channel, create content for social media channels, stuff like that. But it all should tie back to your product pages, because that's where the money's made. All right, guys. Well, I hope that was really, really helpful. I just wanted to keep today super simple, a few extra tips there. And I think it's important to understand that this business model is really simple. It's just that it can get complicated. But just remember how simple it really is and build a system that works for you and then outsource so that you can have people run the system for you. Try to think of yourself like McDonald's, not like a solopreneur. You know, if you can build a system and then hire people to run that system for you, life becomes easy. And all you have to do is manage the people, make sure they're getting stuff done on a day-to-day basis, which is easier said than done for sure, but it's worth doing. So guys, I hope this episode was helpful. I know it's a bit shorter than usual, but definitely wanted to just provide some good value there. I am offering niche selection coaching. So if you're interested in figuring out what niche you want to get into, definitely go check that out, ecommerceparadise.com. And just go to the coaching section at the top. You can purchase $97 for an hour of niche selection coaching. We're actually going to verify niches that you're interested in. I show you all the data and we take a look at niche stores and I show you how I go about finding them and my secrets, my wizardry secrets to finding good niches. And then if you're interested in conversion optimization, I offer conversion optimization hour sessions where I break down your site and tell you all the things you can do to optimize for conversions. $197 per hour for a limited time. So go check that out. ecommerceparadise.com/coaching is the link for that. And if anybody out there is interested in building one of these stores or getting one of these stores built for them, I do offer a turnkey business package. So for $10,000, you can purchase a store and have it completely built out for you, all your marketing channels, everything done for you, one product category, 5 to 10 suppliers, done for you in the most optimized way possible, the one that I know the best, the one that creates profits almost immediately. So definitely check that out, guys. You can go to ecommerceparadise.com/masterclass and see all the details there. And I also have that my services section of ecommerceparadise.com. And if you guys are interested in the masterclass, go sign up. It's at ecommerceparadise.com/masterclass. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll talk to you in the next episode. Take care.